a lawn that's a lab. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. At the State University of New York at Stony Brook, students are growing a 10-foot by 10-foot patch of lawn and fertilizing it, just as any proud suburbanite might. But this swath of green is more than just decorative. According to Stony Brook geologist Gilbert Hansen, the groups are monitoring the lawn to see how much nitrate from fertilizer travels down into the groundwater. Hansen says nitrates in drinking water can be dangerous, especially for young children.
For young babies and for older people, it causes what's called the blue baby syndrome, and that is that it interferes with your hemoglobin so that it cannot pick up oxygen, and in some cases can kill babies.
He says that while nitrates do sometimes show up in suburban drinking water, it's not known whether they come from lawns, septic systems, or are left over from abandoned farms.
And we can see inputs from all three. If it's from previous farming, it doesn't matter because that water will disappear. But if it's from septic tanks and fertilizer, then of course we're continually adding it to the groundwater.
So this study will help determine whether the perfect lawn could be hazardous to your health. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.